It was around about 2002, while working for a marquee company, Bond Fabrications, it's Stroud, that I developed this neck condition, which I'm suffering from now, and I had to back up work in 2002. We were manufacturing heavy marquees for the Ministry of Defence and everybody, and it eventually took a toll on my neck, so I had to pack up work on recommendation of the doctor. So I got stenosis of the cervical spine, which pleased me up quite considerably. But having packed up work, I felt I needed something else to do, something to occupy my time. So I became a community activist by joining a group called the Friends of St. James Park, who was trying to recover the park for community use, where it had vastly overgrown and lo and behold. So we got a grant from the council and cleaned up the park and put some new play area in and a goal area, art area for the kids to play on. And one thing led to another. So I was invited to join Tredbeth Residents Association, which was an interesting time. You get to learn more what's going on in the area, which I eventually became chairman of that group after Don Jones retired and moved out of the area. I was asked to take it on, so I did. That lasted a couple of years beyond that, but was forced to close due to lack of interest. I joined the Barton and Tredbeth Neighbourhood Partnership, where I was vice chair for a time and then eventually became chair. Again, I wasn't getting the satisfaction from that which I was looking for. There didn't seem to be enough going on in the area, you know, actual work going on in the area to justify it. So I eventually resigned as chair for that. But I'm still continuing with my activist work within the area. I hold a fun day for Tredbeth and an event for Barton every year in St. James's Park. I've now joined TETRA, the Tredbeth Estates Tenants Residents Association, which is running quite well. It gives me further opportunity to get things done in the area. So I don't know where it will lead from here. I'm still working with the police, the council, Gloucester City Homes, etc. It's an interesting time. There's a lot of work to be done in Barton and Tredbeth, which I would like to do, but it just depends on what we can get done.